Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Today, we're talking with aphids and whiteflies about Safina insecticide from BASF.
We just got nailed with it.
So tell us, how are you feeling?
Really, really weird.
And you still want to devour this field?
Mm-mm.
No way, bro.
There you have it, folks. Safina insecticide is specifically engineered to disorient aphids and whiteflies so they can't eat. And when they can't eat, they can't destroy.
Help protect your sorghum from aphids with Safina insecticide. Always read and follow label directions.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities, provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Well, yesterday I was visiting at the annual meeting of the American Peanut Research and Education Society, and Dean of the Division of Agriculture and Natural Resources at OSU, Dr. Jason Lusk, was there, so I had him give us a little update on what's going on the OSU campus.
Well, the biggest news is we're gearing up to move into a new building end of this month, so if you come in Ag Hall right now, there'll be a lot of boxes and a lot of chaos. So end of this month is the move-in date, and we're really excited about that happening. And we'll start with our student-facing offices and hopefully knock it out in the following 2 or 3 weeks. We will have a grand opening in October, so those of you that are on campus for the West Virginia football game, stop by the new Ag Hall and have some ice cream and look around.
As far as other campus improvements go, one major priority is focusing on the agronomy research station.
Well, one of our main priorities at the moment is focusing on our agronomy research station to really support our wheat breeding program and some of our other agronomic research efforts. And so we're in discussions with architects and construction folks to plan that facility out. And we're hoping to maybe break ground out there sometime this spring. So we're moving full speed ahead. We've, as a team, gone out and visited several other wheat breeding and greenhouse facilities to make sure that we're on the forefront and state of the art. So we're really looking forward to what we can do and make those investments pay off for the farmers of Oklahoma.
Speaking about OSU's Dr. Kim Anderson retiring, Lusk said he is irreplaceable.
Kind of tells you the sort of person he is that he wants to be an expert. He cares about the information he's delivering. He'll be a hard person to replace. Yeah. He's really unreplaceable,
sure.
But we'll backfill some of his capacity and bring some new folks in and make sure that we're still providing market outlook information and good sales teaching to the next generation of folks.
To hear my complete conversation with OSU's Dean Lusk, you can go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. Well, Farmers National Company says the agricultural land market has been exceptional over the past 5 years. Value gains show up in all classes of land in every region of the country. A lot has changed in the last 12 months, and even more has changed in the past 5 years. That's coming from Paul Shadegg, Senior Vice President of Real Estate Options. Moving into the second half of 2023 and the first half of this year, we've experienced significant increases in interest rates, declining grain markets, and inflation. Despite the negative pressures, Shadegg says the land market has been relatively resilient. However, it does show signs of settling in general, including single-digit decreases in specific areas. As buyers consider land purchases during the second half of 2024, the additional expenses for interest and lower commodity prices will be at the forefront of decision-making. Ag land has never been more valuable, adds Shadegg. You've got farm news. While many tools for managing risk exist for livestock producers today, Livestock Risk Protection, or LRP, may be a valuable option for you no matter how large or small the operation. Clay Bertram at Farm Data Services tells us more.
It's a risk management tool for large producers, small producers, the small cow-calf guy. It's eligible for anybody that wants to have a floor and buy insurance on their cattle.
Give Farm Data Services a call today at 800-579-8164. They are an equal opportunity provider. That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.